What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking with John in Barbados, and we're talking about Hillary Clinton and the very obvious deterioration in her appearance since the start of the campaign. And part of that, obviously, is the realization that she thought it was hers. She was going to be crowned. She was going to run against Ted Cruz or something, just roll right over him. Now she's up against Trump. Her numbers are going down. Trump's numbers are going up. And she's still the get out of jail free card from the U.S. federal government has actually made things worse. And there's still judicial watch. And who knows what all else is coming on out. There's still a long ways to go to November and a lot of whistleblowers out there. Now, there used to be an old saying, be careful who you step on your way up because you will meet them on your way back down. And Hillary is now having to deal with all the hundreds and hundreds of people whose lives were ruined by the Clintons. And now they're all ganging up to return the favor this year. And that's a reality. But there's something else you need to keep in mind. And a lot of people don't know about this. I want to share a little something inside from the world of visual effects and video. Probably most of you are familiar with Photoshop and how it can be used to touch up pictures. There are even dedicated portrait studio tools that will identify your face and do a fix-up automatically. What probably most people outside the world of video production don't know is there is software that does that pretty much in real time, and you can just plug it into your editing chain. And if you look at how Hillary Clinton looks on the TV news video feed versus photos that are taken of her at her rallies, especially by people not connected with the corporate media, you'll realize they are using that software on her. Well, everybody's got slightly different versions of the software, and probably they're adjusting the dials a little bit up and down. And so her appearance in terms of her skin quality and wrinkles and other defects is going to be fluctuating from venue to venue to venue, and you need to keep that in mind. The most important thing for people to be looking at right now when they see a close-up of Hillary Clinton is that Fresnel prism in one lens of her eyeglasses, which means without her eyeglasses, her two eyes cannot fuse the world in front of her. She has double vision. That's what that prism is there to deal with and correct. Now, is it just an artifact of old age? Maybe. Is it an artifact of this story where she fell and hit her head? Because inability for the eyes to correctly fuse would indicate a minor stroke down in the brainstem. And that is not somebody that we want to have in the Oval Office. And, of course, now we've got, you know, Comey out there saying, well, you know, she doesn't even know what a classified document looks at. So maybe she's brain damaged. I don't know. But running for political office, doing anything that requires achievement or accomplishment carries a price. And, you know, she is on in years. Let's be very honest about that. Anything else, John?
Well, I've been hearing rumors from various people that when Hillary's staffers have got bad news for her, they have to stand well away because she's got a violent temper.
Oh, yes.
Apparently tends to throw things.
Oh, that was true all the way back in the White House, and I'm sure this former Secret Service man's book has a lot of that, where they would have to hide the ashtrays when bad news was coming in because she would just throw those ashtrays, and they had a crew that was always having to patch the holes in the walls. And, she does have a violent, violent temper. And, again, that is not a quality we want to have in the Oval Office. Presidents don't get to lose their tempers. When presidents lose their tempers, a lot of people can die very quickly. And that's another reason to not want to have Hillary Clinton in the Oval Office. We need a calm, cool, steady hand at the helm of the ship of state.
It looks like things are changing in the UK. As I pointed out the other day, Michael, that it looks to be a trial being put together of both Tony Blair and George Bush. And, of course, that's going to have repercussions across both sides of the pond.
I hope so. I hope so. I think there are some people who got us into this war that are needing a really good, thick industrial coat of tar and feathers.
Yeah, well, things are looking up in that direction, and as far as the British government goes, things are looking up slightly in that event as well, because we've now got a dedicated Brexiteer as the Foreign Secretary, so...
Okay, well, let me clarify something I said before. I like to joke about tar and feathers and all the rest of that. The reality is, as has been proven with our own government, above a certain level, you are never prosecuted no matter what you do. It is far more important that the public understand and accept, yes, the leaders lied us into these wars, whether it was Tony Blair or George Bush. And Tony Blair and George Bush are probably going to get off scot-free. And it's unjust and unfair, and I don't agree with it. But it pales in comparison to having the people of the United States of America and the United Kingdom all of a sudden stand up and say, wow, they really did tell us a big steaming pile of bovine excrement to get us to send our money and our kids into these wars. We're going to do a quick shout-out here to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining us right now. We're talking with John in Barbados about the aftermath of the Chilcot Report. And while it is desirable that these leaders who tricked and lied us into this war of conquest should face some consequence for their actions, it is really far more important that we focus on having the general population of all of these countries understand and accept as a fact that, yes, the governments lied to them to take their money and their children for wars of conquest.
Well, that is one point, Michael, but the UK does have that little advantage over America. In fact, the fact that we can still bring private prosecutions, criminal prosecutions against individuals, and that's an enormous advantage when it comes to this, because the government has nothing to say about it.
Well, I'd love to see it happen. I'd love to see it happen. In fact, I remember shortly after the Iraq debacle, there was actually a movie. I think it was a made-for-TV movie about Tony Blair actually getting arrested and sent to The Hague. And it was fun to watch. But it's a work of fiction. And I'll believe it when I see it. But it's not as important to me as really... You know, getting past the denial and refusal to accept reality in the general population, so they're all standing around there saying, yeah, our government lied us into these wars. Our government lies us into all these wars. Government lies to us about everything all the time, from sunrise to sunset. They don't dare tell us the truth because they're worried we might learn how to tell the difference, and then they're in real trouble. Listen, John, I got to let you go. We got another caller waiting on the line very, very patiently. So thank you for the call, and we're going to switch over to Matt in Colorado. Matt, aloha. Welcome to the show. Thank you for waiting patiently.
Yeah, of course. It was always a stimulating discussion between you and John. I'm not sure if I'm covering ground that you already discussed today, but I caught it out of the corner of my ear while I was doing something else, and it really piqued my interest because I live in Colorado, and it's the issue of these crisis actors that are being solicited from Toronto.
Yes.
I think that this should be a very big issue. Why would they do that and bring... They're I don't know if you read the entire ad, the Craigslist ad.
Yeah.
They're providing travel and accommodations, $1,000 a day. And why don't they do that for the people of Denver? Why are they flying Canadian? It says that you have to be a Canadian citizen. And confidentiality agreement must be signed.
Yeah,
I think that just reeks of a false flag. And
yeah,
I do not want it to happen in my backyard, where I live, because I find it totally unacceptable. And I think it should
I agree. And the most obvious explanation is over these last things like Orlando and all these other situations, they've been using the same cast of crisis actors over and over again, and very observant people on the net have spotted the same people being used again and again and again. So now they're going to start doing their casting calls in other countries, use these people once and send them home so that they don't have this problem of constantly repeating faces.
Right, and I think that's a logical conclusion, and what I want to do is figure out how to stop it. And this company, E9 private security firm or whatever it is, works for the Department of Defense and all these other companies, and if you're hiring crisis actors, they always are involved in false flags that actually kill people, or we're led to believe. And the fact that
Not always. Let's be fair here. There are a lot of drills that just remain drills. The danger is that somebody can have a drill underway and be prepared to take it live, and there'll be somebody there with a radio, you know, that will make that call right at the moment. There are drills taking place all over the country all the time. But the fact, again, that they're bringing these people all the way down from Canada, that clearly shows an indication that whatever's going to happen, nobody is going to be around to be talked to afterwards because they're going to be on airplanes back home to Canada and out of reach of the media.
Exactly. And so to me, that is really significant, and I want to spread that that message wide and far through the media. And I'm about to start a campaign right now. I've already started it on Facebook anyways, and I'm going to be contacting local media and government officials and just saying, hey, if anything goes down here that is actually, you know, malicious or dangerous other than a demonstration or... And the whole thing about these crisis actor drills, if they're done in public, it's feeding the myth of terrorism into the psyche of the American people to have them justify the wars abroad.
Yes,
I mean,
of course it is.
You don't have terrorist attack drills in public with people bleeding and Boston bombing, legs blown off, and all of these silly things, and then expect, of course, everybody who's not awake or has... you know, no reasonable discernment would be like, oh, we have to go fight them. And so they're stoking the fire of, you know, all of this, but the fact that it's happening in Colorado, I just find completely unacceptable. So they have an audition date Friday, July 17th in downtown Toronto. And I encourage all of your Canadian listeners to go down there and protest it, ask them questions, and straight up tell them, we will not participate in it. We don't care if you're going to pay us $1,000. They might end up dead, or they might end up participating in a real terror attack. Either way,
yeah,
it's totally corrupt and unacceptable.
Well, you know, the ones who are chosen to be the patsies and the conveniently dead bodies don't realize they're being set up. There was that one exception. I think his name was John Howell, who apparently had known the Orlando patsy. And when he heard Omar Mateen was dead, he realized he was the one who was going to be set up as the convenient dead body in this staged attack on the gay pride parade out in Los Angeles. So he turned himself in to the Santa Monica police, and at that point, the story disappeared completely. He's apparently been arrested and jailed on some other charge, and he's being held incommunicado. But we know... government, we know rulers play dirty tricks on their people. It's been going on for thousands of years. In fact, if you look at the little submenu bar at the very top of the page, there's an article there that says, of the liars, by the liars, and for the liars. It's basically a look back over the last 2,000 years at some of the biggest hoaxes played by rulers on their own people. And you need to understand, when you catch the government lying about torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin or weapons on the Lusitania or who did 9/11 or Saddam's nuclear weapons, it's not a scandal. It's not a shock. It's not unique. It's business as usual. It's what they do all the time to control you.
Yeah, I totally agree, and I don't want to belabor the point, and I'll get off the line here shortly and let you continue, but it is insanely amazing to me that they repeat the same modus operandi or script over and over and over again. They don't even change it up. It's just like, hey, we did this 100 years ago or 50 years ago or 60 years ago or yesterday. We'll just keep doing the exact same smoke and mirrors act. And
well, they don't know anything else to do. I mean, everything they're doing used to work in the 1950s and 1960s. And that's why they keep doing it now. But as Einstein said, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different outcome. And they have had all of these hideous failures, Sandy Hook, Boston bombing, Orlando. But they don't know what else to do, which is why I'm really worried about Friday possibly being the beginning of, you know, nationwide riots and leading to a declaration of a national emergency and martial law. They're tired of dealing with Americans who just won't believe the lies anymore. Okay,
what happens on Friday?
you better go on out and do Black Lives Matter Friday, July 15th. There are going to be protests slash riots in 37 cities across the United States of America. Got a little homework to do there. Anyway, thank you for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Steve in California, who's been waiting very patiently. Thank you. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Michael, I'm still trying. I talked to you yesterday about expecting some violence at the RNC next week in Cleveland, Ohio. I'm still trying to figure out how they picked the destination being Cleveland, Ohio, when that's a really racially divided city, and I can't believe a conservative party, Republican, right, would actually pick that as their venue. I mean, how'd that happen?
I have no idea. They probably just, you know, whichever venue gave them the best deal on their limited budget. But if you look all across America, it's hard to find a city that isn't racially divided that has that kind of a large facility available.
Yeah. Okay, last question I have for you. We it seemed to drop off the radar. The Panama Papers. It's just gone off the news completely.
Well, yeah, because the corporate media is not going to be out there telling poor people how the rich people have been ripping them off.
Yeah.
That's why they don't want to talk about the Clinton Foundation anymore.
Right.
That's why they didn't want to talk about HSBC. We're not supposed to know those things are out there. We're supposed to believe that the rich are paying their fair share of all the taxes. And the answer is no, they're not.
Yeah, I agree with you this weekend. It could be a very volatile situation in all these 37 cities. I worry that this is going to be a serious problem.
Yeah, I'm very, very concerned about that. The way we stop it, though, is everybody listening to this show gets on their social media and reminds everybody how Richard Nixon used the Black Panther coloring book to turn blacks against whites back in the 1960s. We need to remind everybody how the U.S. government destroys democratic governments around the world with civil unrest in order to replace them with a dictatorship, and they could very well be thinking about doing exactly the same thing here. Anybody who is promoting or encouraging violence is either an undercover government agent or they're an idiot, because you may be thinking that you're protesting against the government, but you're doing exactly what the government wants you to do. We need to get that message all over social media, all over Twitter, all over Facebook, LinkedIn, everywhere. And we've got basically 48 hours to get that message out and hopefully blunt this thing.
I agree, Michael. Thank you very much. Keep the fight up.
All right. Appreciate thank it. You very much here. We're going to let you go. Now, getting on back to Europe, Francois Hollande has dug in his heels regarding NATO's attempt to act like they're a second European Union government. And Hollande basically stood up and said, NATO doesn't get to decide our relationship with Russia. Russia is not an adversary. Russia is not a threat. We want to do business with them. And we're seeing more and more indications following that NATO summit that Europe is very much divided on this issue about going to war with Russia. There's not a huge amount of support for that outside of the weapons companies and various politicians. The people of Europe understand if there's a new world war, it's going to be fought in their front yards. Americans don't have to deal with that reality. The Europeans do, and that's why they're getting really, really cool on that situation. Now, today, British Prime Minister David Cameron formally resigned and stepped down. He tendered his resignation to Queen Elizabeth at Buckingham Palace, and his successor, Theresa May, went before the Queen and requested permission to form a new government. It's all pro forma ritual. It's not like Elizabeth is going to say, no, I refuse. But it's part of their tradition of the crown still exerting some influence over the civilian government. Mostly, it's a very expensively supported icon. It's a public face and little more than that. All right, we got to take another break for commercials. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Robertson Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Robertson Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760. Or visit us online at rrbi.co. Robertson Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, and we're going to go right to the phones. Jason in Boston, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Okay, I guess we lost Jason in Boston. All righty. Listen, before we get back into the news and talking about Facebook, I noticed something very interesting about Facebook today. I can go to anybody's Facebook page, and it works properly. When I go to my two Facebook pages, I have one for me personally and one for the website, What Really Happened, they slow down. It's almost impossible to put anything up there. I'm getting emails from people saying they can't see my Facebook pages either. So it would seem like Facebook is now getting on this idea of very covert ways of trying to limit the spread of information. And we caught them at it. I tried it on multiple computers, multiple browsers, same thing. Everybody's Facebook page looks great, works great. I go to mine, slows right down. Can't say I'm really surprised. Now then, getting on to the war zones again. As you know, the Permanent Court of Arbitration in The Hague ruled against China's territorial claims in the South China Sea, giving the imprimatur of some kind of an official authority, saying that the Cairo Convention is now null and void. And it's now okay for other nations to start invading those islands and their energy resources. Now, we know that from the point of view of the United States of America, the energy resources aren't really the issue. This is a war between the U.S. paper dollar and the gold-backed yuan. the islands are just the back door to get in there. Now, China understands, as does Russia, the U.S. wants a war, and they're getting ready to do it. Apparently, China's military has been told to prepare for actual combat with the United States of America. They know what's coming. All the ships massing on the horizon, the troops at the borders. Everybody knows there's a new world war coming, and everybody knows who's trying to start it. Beijing, the day after this Hague decision, has unveiled their newest guided missile destroyer, and it has now deployed it into that area, and is saying that in the interests of their national sovereignty, they may declare a no-fly zone. Now, the U.S. is already out there saying we don't recognize a nation's right to declare a no-fly zone, forgetting that the United States has been doing it over country after country after country after country. But you're not supposed to notice the double standard and the hypocrisy, because when we do it, it's a good thing, and when the other people do it, it's a bad thing. They really do treat you like you're 5 years old, don't they? The government seriously, seriously underestimates the awareness intelligence of the average American here. All righty. Now, turning to the economy, there's a lot going on that is not getting ample coverage. Apparently, in Europe, there are issues with the banks there. In Italy, Deutsche Bank may have hit a liquidity wall. And here in the United States of America, they're starting to talk more and more about helicopter money. And just basically their idea is they're going to try and fix this Ponzi scheme economic model of private central banking by creating lots and lots of new money and giving it to the people who already have money so that they can loan it to you at interest. Where that breaks down is in two ultimate realities nobody wants to face. First of all, people don't want loans. They want jobs. Ordinary people like you and I, we are not going to borrow money unless we are confident we can pay it back. That's a degree of integrity and honesty we don't see in government. Government borrows money like crazy left and right. Oh, we'll just raise taxes down the road. It's okay. You know, if they get into trouble, I'll be out of office and retired. It's somebody else's problem to deal with. And that's why the bailouts don't work. That's why instant money for the money junkies doesn't work. It makes them feel better. You know, they got more and more of that stuff to roll around on naked and have orgasms in their homes. But that's about all it's good for. And there's going to be a point where we're down into Weimar or even Zimbabwe inflation, where those paper notes, doesn't matter how many zeros are on them, are just not going to be worth anything at all. And maybe that's another reason to try and kick up riots and end the Constitution and Bill of Rights in this country before it really starts coming apart and people get angry with that Federal Reserve and their enablers in Washington, D.C. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Poor water quality is a major health issue, and it's only getting worse. Municipalities can't keep up, standards have dropped, and pollutants are increasing. Where does it all end? It ends by keeping the pollutants outside of your home with HydroCare's advanced systems available at Wave Home Solutions. No less than the best purification materials and processes have been developed by HydroCare to provide you with healthy, clean water for drinking, cooking, and showering. HydroCare far surpasses the competition in removing chlorine, odors, iron, lead, chemicals, limescale, and much more. Don't settle for less when it comes to your water. We'll take care of the toughest water problems for you, whether it's from a city or well source. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-WAVE. Or go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're still talking about the economy. And story out of Investment Watch blog. Ordinary people see their incomes are stagnating or declining, while all those money junkies who are screaming free trade is good for everyone are somehow getting staggeringly rich. This has led to a certain degree of skepticism. Yeah. The system doesn't work for anybody but the money junkies. The money junkies set the system up for their benefit, whether it's the free trade deals, easing restrictions on campaign donations, or the very concept of private central banking, which does not serve the nation and its people. It serves itself, and we need to return to a public currency that's managed as a public utility. And yes, we're all skeptical. We can see with our own eyes the deterioration in our standard of living. We can see the decay and crumbling of our cities. The nation that we all built and love is just rotting away from neglect before our very eyes, while the money the government siphons from us goes to Israel, the war machine, and propping up Wall Street. Got a caller on the line, Chris in California. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. Hi, my friend. Everything you've said, I just totally agree with. You know, you have a friend here.
Well, thank you. That's fine.
I just appreciate everything you've articulated very eloquently. You know, there's a big problem. You know, brother, actually, I don't really have anything to add except for my support of your contention.
Well, thank you very much for that support and the kind words. And I know you told the call screener that you wanted to talk about social decay. Did you have a specific point you wanted
to make?
Well,
I never put it that way, but that's fine. Yeah,
okay.
We can entertain that, you know, as it were. But brother, I've seen my world. You know, I was born in 54. Okay.
Okay, you're almost as old as I am, and you have my deepest sympathies.
Okay, my dear friend, I'm thankful that you have the get up and go, because mine got up and went. Anyway,
it's taking more coffee in the morning for me these days.
Yeah, well, you know, I've never had a cup of coffee my whole life, but that's a whole other subject, you know. But you know, I'd rather. Aside from all of that, let's get to the gist of the thing here.
Yes, let's.
You know, when you say nigger, you know,
okay.
If you look up niggardly in the Merriam's dictionary, you'll find it doesn't equate to any particular personage. It equates to
cheapness.
People and how they go about stupid approaches.
Well, you know, there are different words for that. Here in Hawaii, we call a cheap person manini. The issue was where somebody in government was actually forced to resign for using the word niggardly in discussion of the budget. And it wasn't
turn
that he said a bad word.
Turn up your handset a little bit,
hang
my
on a
brother.
Hang on a second.
For me.
The issue wasn't that this guy had said something bad, is that the people listening to him were morons who didn't understand the word and were predisposed to find offense.
Right.
And one of the biggest problems
right.
our country is dealing with right now is this vast segment of our population whose own lives are so dull, drab, and meaningless that the only self-validation they can find is to always find
things to be offended by. Well, it's become that way.
Yes. And these people are grist for that political correct mill. Okay?
No, brother, you're right on target. And I love the way you articulate this factoid. You know, what really bothers me is that nobody gets off their duff and as a concern, like everything's going to continue on and be okay like it was before. And boy, they're going to have a real rude awakening.
Well, I think the awakening is already happening.
Brother, you better be prepared because it's going to get nasty. And this is why I live in the mountains, you know. I live up in the mountains. And don't tread up here unless I know you, because I will deal with you, you know.
Can you share the general mountains where you live?
I'm sorry?
Can you share the general mountains where you live? Because I spent a lot of my life in California.
Yeah, I can tell you. I'm in between L.A. and Bakersfield. How's that?
Oh, okay. Because, you know, I used to work at the Table Mountain Observatory up there by Wrightwood. Beautiful country.
Yeah.
I miss that.
No, that's the other side. Those are the southern mountains, brother.
I know where you are.
I live
then.
On the northern mountain range, which is just shy of the. So we have to deal with Bakersfield down to our north,
mm-hmm.
and we have to deal with. But you know what? I might be impaired. Physically impaired. My eyesight is going. I have ischemia in my right eye and so forth. And
mm-hmm.
what a big surprise that is. Thanks a lot, you know. But I do trust my Savior, and He's everything to me because I know that I only live 80, and so far I've lived 80 years. But I was going to say 80 and 10.
Chris, there's one thing that. Nobody
sir.
Will ever be able to say about either of us is that we tragically died young. So anyway, with that, I'm going to say thank you very much for the phone call and the kind words, and we're going to let you go because I need to get back to some of the talking points before our top of the hour guests here. Now, getting on back to the economy. Right now, one out of every three Americans have less than $500 in savings to cover an emergency. And if you know what prices are like now for either a medical emergency or an automotive emergency, $500 is nowhere near enough. We are all stretched to the limit economically. We've been looted and plundered, and now the money junkies are worried that we might want some of that back because we're not getting value for money. I mean, think about the reality that the average American spends more for government taxes than they do for their housing, their food, and their clothing, and their children's education put together. And it's time for Americans to ask themselves, are they getting value for that money? I think the answer has to be a resounding no. When you look at the cracks in the streets and the rusted and corroded metalwork and the collapsing bridges and the trains that won't stay on their tracks anymore. Now, according to the Congressional Budget Office, the U.S. is coming up on the highest debt-to-GDP ratio in the nation's history, 141%. That is a dangerous, dangerous number. Now, they're saying it's going to be over the next 30 years. I would tend to disagree because we're already heading into the knee of the curve where the debt is going up faster and our ability to pay all these debts and costs is in decline as wages and salaries get driven down. And that means that that time to that record-setting debt to GDP is going to come a lot sooner. But then, of course, everybody in the government's trying to lie and make things look really good. I think the point of this story was, it's 30 years. You don't need to worry about it. You know, you old people are all going to be dead and gone anyway. I don't think so. I don't think so. Now, over in Illinois, another Obamacare insurer is about to bite the dust. Land of Lincoln Health is starting an orderly shutdown that will leave 49,000 people without health coverage in the coming months. Obamacare was a complete, unmitigated disaster. It failed in its overt purpose of providing affordable health care to everybody, and it failed in its covert purpose, which was to generate vast amounts of wealth for the insurance companies, who would then share a mafia-like piece of the action with the U.S. government in the form of taxes. And they didn't get it. That's why Obama's still out there talking about needing a carbon tax. And, you know, you global warming deniers, you're a threat to the nation because you've got to believe when we tell you that the world is getting warmer and it's your fault. And that's another reason they wanted to shut down freedom of speech. Because they're beginning to realize that they've gotten into some very reckless habits when it comes to lying to the American people. And their lies are easy to spot by people who are predisposed to be very, very skeptical. And I would hold that a skeptical people are a free people. And you need to be skeptical. You shouldn't trust anybody blindly. No authority figure whatsoever. Whether it's on TV, whether it's up in the state house, whether it's in the front of the church. Shouldn't even trust me. I can make mistakes. I get fed bad information. You first and foremost have to trust yourself to be able to read the facts, dig out the important information, and come to your own conclusions. If we were a nation of 300 million independent thinkers, we couldn't be talked into wars of conquest. We couldn't be talked into electing Hillary Clinton. We couldn't be suckered into this idea that humans are warming the planet and we shouldn't pay attention to all the snow and ice that's coming on down. Now, turning on down to Venezuela, things are very bad, and it may be a harbinger of what could happen here in the United States of America. Venezuela's military is now in control of all food distribution. There are so many food shortages. The Venezuelan people have been hijacking the food trucks, stealing stuff off the trucks. And Maduro has now handed over control of Venezuela's economy to the defense minister. So the military is now, for all intents and purposes, in charge of Venezuela. story coming out of Economic Policy Journal is asking if Citibank just grabbed $1 billion worth of Venezuela's gold. And finally, there's an article here that is a legitimate question. This is from mintpressnews.com. It is the U.S.-led economic war, not socialism, that tore Venezuela apart. Venezuela has been in the United States gun sights ever since Hugo Chavez for running his country for the benefit of the people, for daring to sell Venezuela's oil to China for the yuan instead of the dollar. They actually got him out of office for a grand total of 1 week. Venezuela won't play ball with U.S. corporations, and that's why economic war has been declared on them. All right, we got a bunch of calls here. Mateus in Canada, aloha. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael, I just got you on speaker here. Sorry for the bad quality, because I want to share a 10-second audio clip for Donald Trump.
Okay.
And it just shows the danger of Trump reading other people's scripts. And we got to really try to, like, somehow get the message to him to just stick with what works and use his own ideas and his own words. So can I press play?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
The police are not just part of our society. Our police are the best of our society. Remember that. We have to remember that. They represent our highest ideals, our greatest values, and our most noble characteristics. When our police are attacked, our entire nation is attacked. Remember that.
Okay, that's it. That's all I wanted to share with you. And it's just unfortunate he's reading someone else's script there.
Yeah, I think he is. And it also underscores, you know, my greatest concern about Donald Trump is too much of his worldview is formed out of what he sees on the TV news. He has not had the grand awakening the rest of us have. He is, in many ways, almost as dangerously naive coming into office as Jimmy Carter was. But that's still preferable to Hillary. I mean, my view is, when we get to November, if the ballot has Hillary Clinton and Godzilla, the lizard is going to get my vote.
And, yeah, mine too.
I think Donald Trump, you know, he's trying to play to the masses, and I don't think I think he understands that conservative voters are not going to be as anti-police as the Democrats tend to be. And so he's playing politics on this. And obviously we don't agree with the reality of what he said, but I think it was the right thing to say to the people that he was talking to, and the poll numbers would seem to suggest that. I mean, definitely since Loretta Lynch had her hearing before Congress, the numbers for Trump are really taking off. Hillary's got this horrible honesty deficit, and there's really no way for her to overcome that at this point.
Yeah, I agree with what you're saying. I would just add that I think he misunderstands the popular opinion about the police, and he was talking to the propaganda media opinion of the police, kind of mistakenly thinking that that is what we think. He actually lost a few votes with that speech because the people agree with you that the police declared war on the people. The police kill more people than all the terrorists and all the petty crimes. The police system of forfeiture is stealing more than everybody. So for him to say that the police represent the highest ideal, it's so wrong. Like what he should
well, it is wrong, and I'll give you a reason. Then I got to let you go because we're coming up on a commercial break. The reality is, if you apply for a job as a police officer in the United States of America, you are given an IQ test. If you score too high on that, your application is rejected. They don't want philosophers out there with those badges and those guns. Okay,
and listen, they're sending them to Israel for training from the IDF.
Well, the Israelis come here, and okay, thank you very much, Mateus. Real quick, Jason in Boston, you had something else you wanted to talk about.
Wow, after everything that I just heard from both of you guys, I that just spurs so many other topics. I'll stick to my topic and call back on those, my opinions on those on another day. This issue of this day of rage, Friday the 15th, coming up, 37 states. I know you guys have covered it extensively. I have a gut feeling it has me more worried than, and I know about Sandy Hook, I know about 9/11, I've been...
We're coming up, you got to go fast, we're coming up on a commercial break.
Okay, so then maybe you can answer me after the break and I'll just hang up. I think this could be possibly a push for martial law, and if I had more time, I'd get into it, but perhaps you could fill it
we
in.
We already have, and I'm in agreement with you. This is exactly the same kind of civil unrest destabilization the U.S. has used in countries like Iran, Congo,
correct,
Guatemala, Dominican Republic, Chile, Kiev. They could do it here as well. Bring down the democratically elected government, get rid of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and all of a sudden we're a new dictatorship. I'm wholly in agreement that that is indeed a possibility. We're going to have to let
you... Do you think the war could go hot this Friday?
You mean a civil war? It's entirely possible. I wouldn't rule it out. Got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, coming up on the top of the hour and our third hour guests here. Two stories I want to get out, and the first one is coming out of John Rappaport. And I'm also hearing this from other sources. The rank and file FBI are absolutely furious with James Comey's recommendation not to charge Hillary Clinton. And it isn't just the fact that they know she's guilty. It is the fact that James Comey has trashed the reputation and the honor and integrity of the entire FBI, including the agents. Those agents now understand that when they interact with the American people from now on, they are going to be seen as part of the problem and not part of the solution. And they're very, very unhappy, which is probably why the agents actually involved in the email investigation were ordered to sign this additional non-disclosure form over and above the one they already signed to hold a security clearance. But apparently Cheryl Atkinson, former CBS News investigative reporter, and the reason she's not with CBS is a story in and of itself, saying people in the FBI are outraged, they cannot speak out, they can go ahead and leak, and I'm expecting that to happen at some point. Now, good old Larry Klayman is not going to give up. He has filed a lawsuit in Texas. And let me back up here. For those of you who don't recognize the name, Larry Klayman was a former prosecutor for the U.S. Department of Justice and the founder of Judicial Watch, which has become a perpetual thorn in Hillary's side. Now, Larry Klayman had put together an ironclad racketeering lawsuit against the Clinton Foundation, RICO laws. Unfortunately, it was assigned to a Clinton-appointed judge who threw it out, and then the FBI swooped in and took it on over. So we can now expect James Comey to come on out and say, yeah, there's all kinds of corruption and money laundering going on in the Clinton Foundation, but we've decided not to recommend prosecutions because I don't want to wind up in Fort Marcy Park. Now, Klayman's new lawsuit is suing Barack Obama, Black Lives Matter, and Eric Holder for inciting a race war. Because remember, Eric Holder was still Attorney General when a lot of this stuff first started up down to Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman, and the Department of Justice was sending people down there to help them agitate and turn this into a race issue rather than a police brutality issue. And if Larry Klayman says he's got a case, then he's got the goods. And it's a class action complaint, which means there may be a lot of other people willing to sign on and saying, yes, we recognize that this new race war is a manufactured creation of the U.S. federal government, just like the FBI's Black Panther coloring book back in the 1960s. And we're not going to go along with that one tiny bit. All right, there's the music. Going to do a quick station break. When we come on back, we're going to be talking with Dave Gaheri and Phil Turney regarding the USS Liberty. We'll be right back.
Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make ProtoVite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for ProtoVite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. ProtoVite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish
every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago, when I started taking Protovite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points, and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, Protovite, for giving my life back.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.